usually a pretty good chance he's going to be crabby. But yeah. What is going to be causing him the most disturbance this week? I guess we'll find out at 5:30.
Yeah. Balls, what do you think about Jerry? You think he's going to be crabby, happy?
He could be a little frisky.
Listen to the grappler back there.
Oh, he's just babbling.
Just screaming.
Well,
who's he yelling at?
He's screaming at Strutty.
Yeah, he's probably talking to Strudwick. He's trying to get Strudwick on the line.
Yeah. Hi, Jason. It's the grappler.
Yeah. We should ask people that. Does he call himself the grappler when he calls?
Like, does he say, hey, Strutty, it's grappler?
He should.
Graps.
Is Strutty there, Graps, or what? All right, Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio out in Edmonton, the roast master himself.
Yes.
How does the grappler introduce himself on the phone?
Well, I mean, he just said, I didn't know that was his nickname. Did he give that himself? Yeah.
There was an incident.
There was a performance.
A performance.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We'll tell you about it off air.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about performances, let's talk about the shirt O-Dog was wearing in the video you sent to me. That was the most offensive part of the roast. Why are you wearing a medium shirt, O-Dog? That thing was screaming for its life.
No, Strutty. That was a nice T-shirt V-neck from the Gap, and you tried to grab onto something and make fun of me because you're bald.
I actually
and you have a 9 head instead of a 4 head, and that's what you attacked. No, he did. I know. That's you had to attach yourself to something, and that's what you did.
Well, that shirt was not attached to you. It was glued to you. Are you still wearing it today? Couldn't get it off, probably.
No, not wearing it today.
Bodysuit, man. Yeah, that was that video. Needless to say, that was one take.
Yeah,
it wasn't that smooth.
And be honest, Strutty, because you called me last June, I think it was, with this idea of us putting the video together. Did you actually think we were going to get it to you? Because we sent it to you 24 hours before the roast started.
No, a lot of professionalism, obviously. You guys, I give you 8 weeks' notice. You give me 8 hours to get it. And you send me what was only the second worst performance of the night. So, you guys are lucky someone else failed pretty badly, because otherwise you guys would have been the bottom. But, Craig Button, luckily, as usual, rescued you guys, as did Rhett Warner with a good video. So you guys are solidly in third place.
Okay. Was it a fun night, the celebrity roast, noodles in Edmonton, and everyone lining up outside on the streets and all that, or what?
Yeah, it was good. We raised a lot of money, and I got to say, Noodles did a great job. He was carving guys left and right, and everyone had a great time. It's really fun. You know, it's a good job, and the kids get to play sports, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, the roast of Jeff O'Neill next year. I think it'll be fantastic.
Not out there in that dump of a town. We'll do it in Toronto, maybe.
Give me some heads up so I can get a video in 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah, you can text us a video and we'll try to get it up.
You can FaceTime me in during the show.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get it done, man. I got to be honest with you. I was pushing for it.
I feel like they forgot, and then like that last day, you're like, oh my God, I got to get it in.
We were trying, and then on Thursday we're supposed to do it, and this guy comes in and forgets he's on Nats hockey, so we never got to shoot it. And long story short, we got it done in the end, but...
Thank you.
We were glad to be a big part of a big night out in Edmonton. And what's the mood like out there? You guys don't have any RFAs with the Oilers, so do you get caught up in this conversation like every other city in the country, or what?
You know what? I honestly, like, just look at what Ken Holland's done. Like, he's created a situation where there's going to be a lot of opportunity for young players to push away up into the lineup. And that's been a problem I've had with the organization for a while, is that, you know, they haven't had enough guys bubble up from the AHL system. So, you know, on the eve of training camp, we're 2 nights before, we got Evan Bouchard, who will be an Oiler at some point, Tyler Benson, Cooper Mahody, all these guys, no spots are guaranteed. But I think there's an opportunity for them during the course of the season to literally bully their way onto this lineup and force out a guy who's on a 1-year contract as UFA at the end of the year. And none of those deals are significant, so you hope that everyone performs and there's good competition. But if they don't, a young player can come in and push their way into this job by Halloween or whatever, Christmas or into the new year. And that's what they need. They need some young players coming up that can play that they haven't had enough of. And, you know, there's a spot at their right, second right spot defense that people are like, well, let's go trade for Justin Falk. I'm like, why? You don't have the cap room. You don't have enough assets. Let a Bouchard come do that. Maybe he's not ready for a year or 18 months, or maybe he's ready in 6 months. But that's the cheaper option. That's the long play. With or without Connor McDavid, you have to do it the right way. And I believe if Connor sees that, he'll see these young players coming. He'll understand what the plan is, and he'll be a guy that wants to stick by it.
Strutty, Puljujarvi is an interesting case. I think back at the draft, it might have been in Buffalo, where they must have been licking their chops saying, we have an opportunity to get this guy. Like, what happened here? Was he a bust? Was he brought in too quickly? Is it time? Like, is there enough time to salvage this? Could he come back? Like, could he ever play in the NHL again? Like, what happened here?
Yeah, you know, when I went to the draft in Vancouver, I was stopped by probably 10 guys from 10 different teams asking me what I thought of him. And, you know, it's on both sides. First off, brought up too soon. You know, I go back to when the Sedins were drafted. They played an extra in Sweden, and then they came over. And they weren't elite players right away coming in. You know, those guys a little bit full-figured their first couple of years, and they got in shape, and they kind of got it going. Jesa, he was a guy that came in and came in too early to the NHL, had a tough time establishing himself as far as what his role is. Then he spent some time in the minors, and he's up and down from the minors. And, you know, I think that a young player needs some stability in their life. So that stability, whether that's in the AHL or Ryan Shotgun for Strome when he was here with Edmonton, he's got to have stability. And he didn't have that, and then he started doubting himself. From a scouting perspective, one area I see, he doesn't win enough battles. You've got to win that puck battle. Like, if you want to be a shooter, that's great, but, you know, it's a line. It takes three people to create a line, and you've got to win those puck battles, those 50-50 puck battles along the wall in the middle. Big, strong guy, good reach. You've got to win those battles. So, you know, I don't know that he comes back here. I think the best case scenario for the Oilers and the fans is that he does really well, then they can find a trade partner that will give him something that is, you know, reasonable when you're looking at where he was drafted. He wasn't handled well, but he hasn't developed at the pace or in the way that is needed to be, at this time, even a top nine forward.
With Jason Strudwick, we heard today from Ken Holland saying that McDavid, he may play one game tops in the preseason, likely won't play at all. I don't see why you would play him coming off the knee injury, the knee surgery. How much panic will there be in Edmonton, though, when he does return? Let's say it is night one of the season. Is that going to be where the trepidation comes in? People concerned if he's at 100%, what he's going to look like? What's the mood like out there?
Well, I mean, he's their best player, and he's arguably, you know, the best player in the world. So he's a huge part of what the Oilers are doing. But we saw last year the season he had, as did Leon Draisaitl, and it wasn't enough for the Oilers. So when I'm looking at this issue, you know, let's say we're not going to play him for two of the first regular season games. You know that Connor's still going to get his 100 points. But my question is, what is this team going to do defensively? Are they going to be able to shore up? And when I say defensively, that doesn't just mean the defenders, and it doesn't let the goalies off the hook either, Noodles. I know both you guys don't like to think either position makes mistakes, but the D-men have to be more solid in their own zone. The goalie's got to be better, and everyone's got to take a better, harder line on playing tight D, getting the puck out of their zone, and improving the penalty kill. You know, those are the areas I'm really thinking about and watching, evaluate as Dave Tippett gets the team going through training camp. Because the penalty kill, I mean, you can't, the last couple of years, it has not been good enough. And it puts so much pressure on your power play and 5-on-5 hockey. It makes it really hard. So, yeah, you know, people are talking about it, but I think that's just because it's a sexy topic. The reality, the underlying reality is they got to get better on their 5-on-5 play defending and their penalty kill. Those are two huge issues for this team. If they don't improve them, Connor McDavid get 200 points. They're not making the playoffs.
We got to fly, Strutty, but just give us an update on what the ladies are thinking of you in the grocery store today. Any looks? Any tight pants on today? What's the story? Quickly.
I don't like to bring them out this early, right? I don't want to just try to rattle the ladies. So, no, I don't have the tight jeans. I'm actually in a tracksuit today. I just got off the ice, so tracksuit bottoms. And it's a Euro cut, but not as tight as I'd like.
All right, man. Keep that mojo rolling out there, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Thanks for that great video, guys.
You got it, buddy. Anytime for you, Strud. Jason Strudwick from TSN Radio in Edmonton. Longtime NHLer and coining a new term, full figured early in their career.
I remember him.
Full figured.
The Sedins were full figured.